Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind.
What's going on? It's your man Casanova Williams for another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, of course, I got to thank everybody for giving me the love and the support you have been giving me with this podcast. You have shot my podcast up to be a top podcast in mental health. Thank you so much. I am blessed and humbled by that. And trust me, every day I thank God for y'all and for your support and how you support me and show me love. Okay. What's this about? As you see for the title, it's about healing from trauma. Now, I know you're probably like, man, Cass is on point with his topics now. Yes, I am. I told you I'm much more organized now. I got all my topics listed out, which I'm going to do. So, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, I do this right for y'all because y'all deserve to have a podcast that's organized and done right. So this one is episode 4 of season 4 and it's called Healing from Trauma. We're going to be discussing the strategies for healing from past trauma and building resilience. Now, as a Black man, we are born in trauma. Meaning that trauma is passed down. Now, most Black men, unfortunately, are born to a single parent household in America. And a lot of us are born to bitter mothers. Let's be honest. Bitter mothers are mothers that have a lot of traumatic experiences themselves. We have mothers that were young that had us. We have mothers that had us to keep a man. We have mothers that were in relationships that were very volatile, either from the man or maybe from her. We have mothers that were selfish and didn't care about you having a father, so had a child anyway. We have mothers that were irresponsible, that just had babies with guys that they didn't know, one night stands. So there's a lot of trauma that we're born into. And when it starts off that way, the mother tends to put that trauma on us. Now, I know some people, this is podcast, going to say, oh, Cass, you're so hard on the mothers. Why? Fathers are toxic, too. Well, what about the fathers that aren't there? You're correct. But what affects the child more is not the father not being there, but the mother being there. Right? The father not being there is tragic by itself. It is. A father should be there. A father should be there to love his child, to take care, to raise. Yes, he should. But in his absence, the mother is the one that's raising, and they don't do a very good job of it. Statistically, it is proven that when men raise women, when men raise their children, it's almost the equivalent of a child being raised in a two-parent household. Why is that? Because mothers are the ones that treat the drama, treat the pain, the hurt. Fathers are more disciplined, logical when they raise their children. Mothers are more emotional. Now, you're probably saying, well, Cass, what does this have to do with trauma? You're talking about mothers. Well, this is Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. And most of the trauma that a Black man experiences in the beginning is from his mother. When I was young, my mother was a crackhead. So now don't get me wrong. Let me be real. It was fun. My mother was on crack doing her thing. I was out with my friends all night. I was like 6-7 years old. I was out hanging out with my friends, being on the porch, getting into stuff, right? So at that time, it wasn't like I was sitting at home crying, my mama's a crackhead. No. I was enjoying being a kid. But later on, those things that weren't instilled in me at that age affected me and created trauma. Now, for all logical purposes or liability purposes, I want to be honest, okay? For my mother calls me and start cursing me out, I have to give my mother 100% credit, because my mother was on crack and she was strong enough to actually quit cold turkey and never go back. My mother, she said it was for me, but you know, whatever. But she quit crack cold turkey, like stopped it, said, I'm done with crack, and she stopped it. So I want to give kudos to my moms for that, because she did do that. And that lesson taught me something. You know, it taught me, when you want to do something, stop and fight if you're strong enough. Because if my mother could do it, anybody could. That's how I looked at it. But besides that, there was a lot of tragic trauma in my mother's life that came upon me. Trauma that she had with her mother, her family, her sisters, her brother, trauma she had with men, with my father, with subsequent men that came afterwards. And that all was put on me. You know, my mother wanting to have a man so bad in her life, her having boyfriends and me hearing my mother and her boyfriends having sex, to one time my mother beating me because I didn't call, beating me to call her boyfriend daddy. That stuff affects you. Now, to defend my mother, I know she was just trying to live her life, right? Now that I'm in my 40s, I could reflect back and say, honestly, my mother was just trying to live her life, you know? You know, I can't, you know, I'm married and me and my wife have sex regularly and our kids be in the house. Everybody's kids be in the house when they, you know what I'm saying? Of course, we close the door and we don't try to be loud. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, maybe my mother was a little bit excessive, but she was young. She was young. Back then, my mother was in her 20s. You know, she was a young person. My mother didn't graduate from high school, didn't go to college. We was on public assistance. And she was doing the best she could do, that she thought at that time. She didn't understand the hurt and pain she was going through. I mean, at 20, who does understand that stuff if it's not addressed? She was just trying to find a man to make her happy, and then hopefully a man to be a father to me. So trying to force relationships, trying to force her child to like her man, so that maybe he'll love her more and there'd be a family. So it's different, but still, there's still trauma from it. I still have trauma that I'm dealing with from that stuff, even though I understand it now and I deal with it better, but it still doesn't mean it was a trauma. Black men in America suffer from that trauma from the household. This is not even touching about how the world treats us. This is just talking about how we're treated at home. Now, you may say, well, Cass, this don't apply to me. I have both parents in the household. And that's fine. But I could only talk to the majority of black men that are born in America from 1980s, from the 1970s and up. Most of them didn't have. The more close you get to our time, the more and more we're born without fathers. And unfortunately, the mother is the source of of most black men's first trauma. Now, let's talk about another trauma. Women. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's going to be controversial with this one. But let's talk about women. Let's talk about women. Now, back in my day, there were a lot of women that wanted to be married. There were a lot of women that cherished and protected their virginity. There was a lot of women that had that idea of being a good wife. So I can't say I have too much trauma from women growing up. But nowadays, all these women are nothing but trauma. These women are cheating. These women are lying, and they're doing it on purpose. See, Now, I'm not making excuses for women from back in the days. But see, a lot of women did, they probably did a lot of dirty shit, but they kept it on the low and they made sure their man was happy regardless. They made sure that I'm not messing up my home. I have a good man. Now, I don't know the percentage of women that may have cheated and we'll never know, to be honest. But today, these women are flat out cheating. These women are telling men that you need to pay for everything. You need to pay for my lifestyle and you need to pay for the kid that I had with somebody else. You need to pay for that kid. Dating by yourself in America is trauma. Because you're told you're wrong because you have standards. You're supposed to accept a woman that's fat, ugly, with kids, and broke. Because if you don't, you're the bad guy. And I know you're like, Cass, how's that trauma? How's that affecting trauma in black men? It is, because it traumatizes us, because at the end of the day, this is all we have to pick from. We have to pick from. If we don't, we're wrong. They could be independent, high value women with no job, kids, broke, fat, but they have value. You could be on your square. I mean, you're on your stuff. You got a job, you got a house, whatever. And you're still told you it's not enough. Literally, we have game shows where men are being rejected because they don't make over $100,000 a year, which statistically don't even make sense, because only 1% of black men make over $100,000 a year. That don't even make any sense. But you're being told every day you're not good enough. No matter if you make more money, no matter if you do, no, you're not good enough. Now let's talk about the trauma that America puts on us. When I was a young man, it was a badge of honor when a young boy loses his virginity to an older woman. It was encouraged. It was celebrated. It was completely fine. Even though if it was reverse, that man would be a pedophile, horrible person. She's a victim. Even though most women like older men, but you know, now we currently have a generation of men that don't understand sex. And we wonder why. Because when I was younger, it was encouraged to have sex. It was encouraged to have an older woman. It was encouraged to be a stud. You had to talk about how big your dick was. All this stuff was embedded in us. So then when we grow up, our relationship to sex was weird. We thought we had to have a harem of women that we're banging. Because what woman wants a man that they ain't experienced? Women ain't talking about they want a virgin guy. They want a man that could put it down. But that takes practice and a lot of work and a lot of energies, a lot of relationships, a lot of situationships to get to that type of man that women say they want. And that messes you up. That makes you detached from sex, as it's just you are doing it for just you're that's what you're all about. You could be a great guy, you could be a earner, you could do everything, but if you got a small penis and can't put it down, you ain't nothing. And the problem with size is that you can't control that. Now, I don't know, because, you know, Lord has blessed me well, but I know what the pressure is of you have to be this sex person. You have to be this type of man. That's trauma, that every time you go to have sex, that's why men start detaching emotionally, because it's like you could be having sex with a girl and she just says, not big enough. Not good enough, not long enough. Destroy your ego, because you may have liked her. You may have cared for her. But you know, in the back of your head, man, if I can't get down like the last 20 other guys, then it's not going to work. And let's be real. We have to deal with knowing that this girl probably has been with more than 5 to 10 guys. And statistically, one of those guys was probably bigger than you, pulling it down even more. Because a woman is not having sex with a whole bunch of virgin guys. Even the younger women out here are having sex with the older guys that I experienced. And then you come with your nice boy self, trying to wife up this girl. And she may be a nice girl. She may be. And you try to wife up this girl that's had 20 guys, well, 10 guys, and let's say 8 of them were garbage and small, but I guarantee 1 or 2 of them was wailing it out, bending that back over, hitting spots in her uterus, doing things to her she never even thought she could do, making her say things and moan in ways she never thought. But he probably didn't want her, because usually a man like that don't want to settle down. And then she got with you, the nice guy, the guy that took out on dates, listened to her problems on the phone, promised her marriage and love. And then when you get to the do, your disappointment. And the problem is, you never know, because a woman will lie to you, oh, you're the best, baby, but be thinking about Mr. Mandingo that she was with 3 years ago that gave her feelings and orgasm that you can't even imagine to give her. And see, this is the problem. Us as guys, we know that. When we ask your body count, it ain't because of the number. Let's be real. Guys are not intimidated by a number of sex partners that you've had. We are intimidated by the number of sex partners you have that leave the possibility you having a better, bigger dude more. If you had 3 guys, okay, you know what? Chances are you could be the bigger or the better one. She had sex with 1 guy 1 time. Okay, cool, whatever. But if you have 10 guys, and usually women ain't gonna tell about those other 5 guys that she had a one night stand with, or she took that girl's trip with, and that Jamaican Mandingo 12 incher done freaking hit her spleen and tore it up to a point where she was shaking on the bed with orgasms she never had before. And then you come with your 7 inchers or 6 incher or 5 incher talking about, I love you. You don't think she won't think about Mr. Mandingo in Jamaica? Come on. See, that's what men are afraid of. And that's trauma in itself, because we know that any girl we get with now, there's a chance she had a bigger, better nigga. Now, let's not talk about the United States of America. And I'm talking about trauma. See, your thoughts are going to talk about loss of family member, loss of love, abuse, all of that. We already know that's trauma. We already know that needs counseling, and that takes years of healing, especially for a black man. We already know that. But I'm talking about the things in a black man's life right now that's causing us trauma, real trauma in our lives that are affecting our ability to move forward. These are these thoughts and things that are happening. This is reality. Now let's talk about America. We walk around the billboard of everything anti-American. We are the billboard. We're literally the billboard. We are literally the post-up posters that cops shoot at to practice on shooting criminals. Like, I can't make this shit up. We are literally the poster for criminals, to the point that cops use those posters to shoot at. And we have to go out every day knowing this. See, there's no healing from that trauma. See, the traumas I'm talking about, there's no healing from them. See, black men have unique traumas because we can't heal from those traumas. How can we heal from women having sex with 20 guys, and then we have to deal with the trauma of knowing that we're not good enough, but we have to settle. What? How can we heal from dealing with our mothers that embedded this idea of what a man should be, and it isn't because of the man she couldn't get? How can we heal from living in a country that every day you're told you're a criminal, you're no good? How can we heal from trauma? See, trauma is something you recognize and then you can heal. Black men, we can't heal from trauma the normal way, because we live in trauma every day. There's not a time I go on the internet and I don't see a black woman bashing a black man. Talking about, I ain't going 50-50 with that nigga. He got to be on his square. He got to be making $100,000. Everything we say, we're inadequate. The average, most black men are not adequate. We have to hear that every single day. There ain't no programs for us. There ain't no black man magic. There ain't no special black men festivals or black men, scholarships or grants or none of that crap. If they are, they're so scarce deep inside a whole pile of grants that it's going to take forever to find it. And then if you find it, is there really funding for it? If there is funding, are they going to give it to your ass? We deal with trauma every day that we can't heal from because the trauma is always hitting us. So when you sit down there and you say, Cass, how do you heal from trauma? The only way you can heal from trauma is by proving yourself. I say this all the time. This is how my book is, Men Are Meant to Be Broken. At the end of the day, you have to heal yourself. Because ain't nobody from the outside go. See, a woman can say therapy or all these other things women have to help them. But black men, you have none. There's no understanding of your trauma. You trauma and you know what I'm saying? And you take drugs for it. They're going to put you in jail. A white man, they give him a clinic, a methadone clinic to ease him off of it and understand and call it a chronic disease. They call it a chronic disease because, oh, the white man's on drugs, chronic disease, black man on drugs. See, that's what they do. Like, we can't heal. The only healing we have is our own selves. Now, we got to play the game. See, and this is the thing, too. Once you stop blaming others for your trauma, then you can start healing yourself. That's the only way a black man can heal from trauma, is by healing himself, by getting the desire to be better than what he is, or to be that man you want to be unconditionally, unapologetically. That is our healing. We don't have options beyond that. Because see, this is the thing. Once you realize your power as a black man, and you realize what you bring to the table as a black man, shit, you're desirable. Japan is paying black men money to go over there and populate. They didn't ask for no Europeans. They didn't ask for no other Asian countries. They didn't ask for no Slovenians. No, they asked for black men because they know that our genes are superior and we're going to satisfy those ladies. Let's be real. You have power. Don't let anybody else tell you anything differently. But once you realize that power, once you realize your superpower is being black, the same thing they told you isn't your superpower is your superpower. See, they told us being black men is a kryptonite, but it isn't. It's actually being Superman. Our kryptonite isn't us being Superman. We are Superman. Our kryptonite is what they put in our heads to make us think we're not powerful, to think we're not leaders, to think we can't shape our own world. Because let's be real, guys. If you sit there and really think women don't want you no more, then why there's so many single mothers out there? And most of their baby fathers are bums. Let's be real. They're bums. Why? Because black men still have it. They still want that black dick. They still want that black attention. See, they know they could criminalize us and put us in jail because we're strong enough to get through it. Like, think about it. If they put all white men in jail all day long, they not built for the struggle. Suicide. Suicide among white people is higher than anything else because they're not built for trauma. They use the fact that we're built for trauma and we were born in trauma. We're built through the trauma. They rely on that to put the shit on us because they know we could deal with it. Damn, black men, yeah, we're going to break up their family, but they still going to populate. They still going to be successful. They still going to make it happen. Because when I go on the block, I don't see mostly black people that are homeless. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, however they get it, they could be hustling. They could be living with a girl. I don't know what they're doing, but at the end, they're a black man surviving. They ain't on the streets poor. You go to Daytona Beach or you go to any city that has a huge population of homelessness, you're not going to see mostly white people, mostly black people or black males. You're not going to see that because we're survivors. See, but this is the thing. You got to go from surviving to conquering. See, we could just survive. And that's what we've been brainwashed to do, to survive. But you have to understand, you have the capability of conquering. Conquering money, conquering many women, conquering. It's in your blood and your DNA to be a conqueror, to be a leader. You are built for it. Don't let trauma of women, your mother, society stop you, because that's the trauma we deal with. All the other shit we could talk about. We could talk about parents, losing a child. And all that's traumatic. It really is. It goes across the board. But our trauma, as far as black men, those three are our trauma. Our mothers, how women treat us, and America. Those are our three traumas. And those are the ones that we could conquer and control. We don't heal. We conquer. It's a difference. Healing is coming to terms. Is, you know, I've healed from that because I understand. I don't understand this shit. You shouldn't understand it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you understand why your mama did it. It doesn't understand why you, why these women do. You don't understand. It doesn't matter why America, because you know why? They're not going to stop. See, the thing is, you understand it, right? To say, okay, cool, I'm healed from it. No, because see, the thing is, they're not going to stop. You have to counter it. You have to conquer it because they're not going to stop. These things I mentioned are not going to stop. They're never going to be a point where people are going to come to you and say, yo, I understand. I understand what you're going through. Thank you. I've healed. Or you talk about it all day to try to understand. But you know what? It doesn't make sense. They don't make sense. They contradict themselves every day. So trying to understand something or a situation that contradicts itself every day is pointless. So instead of trying to understand it and heal from it, conquer it by saying, I'm going to be a better man. My healing is me being a better man and conquering and controlling my narrative. And see, as a black man, you have the ability to do that. You have the ability to come back from any tragedy and be stronger and better. That is our superpower, is to be leaders and to be great. So don't worry about healing from trauma. Fuck healing. Think about conquering your trauma and being the leader and man you know you are inside. And don't be unapologetic about it to anybody. Don't be apologetic to anybody about it. All right, guys, I appreciate this. This is, of course, another Black Men's Mental Health podcast. Once again, I always want to thank you all for listening and rocking with me. Go to blackmensmentalhealth.com. All my podcasts is on there and all my information. Go to CasanovaWilliams.com and you can find out everything I'm doing. I'm just not a podcaster. I got businesses. I got a lot going on, guys. You know what I'm saying? Other podcasts. So definitely check it out. Check me out and keep supporting, man, because trust me, I get your emails. I reply back to them. Nothing but love. I appreciate you because I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for y'all. All right. Until next time.